Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, October 16, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. Russian troops are reportedly now patrolling parts of northern Syria to keep the forces of the Turkish-led offensive from coming into conflict with the Syrian military of Bashar al-Assad. In an alliance with the Kurds announced after U.S. forces began their withdrawal, Assad's forces have reoccupied several important areas. The Turkish currency rose briefly, suggesting the markets are shrugging off U.S. sanctions. In spite of high tariffs on steel and other measures announced by President Donald Trump, the lira has been essentially stable and for a time rose against the dollar yesterday. Midwestern family farmers are in Washington, D.C. today to discuss the farm crisis and trade policy. Eric Tigetoff has more.
The squeeze on farmers has tightened in recent years, with net farm incomes down by half since 2013. James Connie is a dairy farmer in southwestern Minnesota who is in D.C. this week. He believes U.S. trade deals in the past have benefited multinational corporations at the expense of family farms. Suicide has become a growing concern in rural communities, and Connie says what he fears most is the loss of hope in farm country.
I really think that we need to turn this around and turn it around quickly. Otherwise, we have lost our real backbone in rural America of our family farmers.
Family farmers from Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and South Dakota are in D.C. until Friday.
For some farmers in Iowa, part of the solution might be changing the way they treat their soil, Ross Brown reports.
Lawrence Steinlich has hosted several field days on his 750-acre northeast Iowa farm, explaining successful regenerative practices he's tried, such as cover crops, interseeding, and relay cropping. He says as Mother Nature unfolds her hand each year, he adjusts his rotation schedule for growing corn, soybeans, cereal rye, and winter wheat.
Part of the beauty of it is doing nothing actually is probably the better thing to do. I mean, we're strictly no-till anymore, and we're not spending the money.
Steinlich says he not only has reduced the cost of fertilizer, but tests have found some soil samples from his fields are now healthier than native soils.
Reuters is reporting that Rudy Giuliani was paid $500,000 by one of the two Ukrainian-American businessmen arrested last week on campaign finance charges. The president's personal lawyer told Reuters he received the money in two payments for work he did for Fraud Guarantee, a Florida-based company owned by Lev Parnas. Parnas was arrested with his associate Igor Fruman as they were getting ready to leave the country. Giuliani announced yesterday that he would not comply with a subpoena from Congress. This is PNS. Lily Bolke reports on the Democratic debate in Ohio last night, where 12 contenders took the stage for one of their most substantive debates.
But I want to give a reality check here to Elizabeth, because no one on this stage wants to protect billionaires, not even the billionaire. We just have different approaches. Your idea is not the only idea.
And sometimes I think that Senator Warren is more focused on pitting some part of the country against the other instead of lifting people up.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke setting their sights on Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at last night's fourth Democratic debate in Westerville, Ohio. Warren clearly replaced former Vice President Joe Biden as the center stage target. She was undaunted in her call for structural change.
I'm not willing to give up and let a handful of monopolists dominate our economy and our democracy. It's time to fight back.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders didn't face as much heat, except on his proposed overhaul of the healthcare system.
Senator Sanders, do you want to respond?
I get a little bit tired, I must say. Are people defending a system which is dysfunctional, which is cruel?
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg sparred with Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard on the role of U.S. troops supporting Kurds in Syria. Gabbard said that the U.S. should not have been involved in regime change in Syria to begin with, and here's how Buttigieg responded.
Look, I didn't think we should have gone to Iraq in the first place. I think we need to get out of Afghanistan. But it's also the case that a small number of specialized special operations forces and intelligence capabilities were the only thing that stood between that part of Syria and what we're seeing now, which is the beginning of a genocide and the resurgence of ISIS.
Buttigieg also had a more heated exchange with Beto O'Rourke regarding the practicality of a mandatory buyback program for assault weapons. former HUD Secretary Julian Castro took that opportunity to address the recent police shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson in her own home in Fort Worth, Texas.
I am not going to give these police officers another reason to go door to door in certain communities, because police violence is also gun violence, and we need to address that.
Reproductive rights surfaced in the context of Supreme Court nominations and in the wake of recent state abortion bans. Here's New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Women should not be the only ones taking up this cause and this fight. It's because women are people, and people deserve to control their own body.
Tulsi Gabbard shared the field's unanimous support for Roe v. Wade. She and Klobuchar backed some restrictions on third trimester abortions.
I agree with Hillary Clinton on one thing, disagree with her on many others, but when she said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare.
I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.